Welcome to Module 2 in the ICHP series on ACPE compliance. This module will provide you with suggestions on how to incorporate active learning into your presentation, explain how to fill out the faculty worksheet, and address the criteria for writing appropriate learning objectives. Please find the page titled Faculty Worksheet in the Faculty Guidelines packet. The top portion is self-explanatory and can be filled out easily. However, there are usually questions about which CPE activity your presentation offers. A knowledge-based activity is designed for the learner to acquire factual knowledge and must be at least 15 minutes in length for CPE credit to be earned. An application-based activity is designed so that the learner may demonstrate the information learned during that session. It is important that during your application-based program, the learner can assess their knowledge through case study discussions or applications of principles in some other fashion. This requirement is often overlooked. An application-based program must be at least 60 minutes in length. Practice-based programs are designed to systematically acquire specific knowledge, skills, attitudes, and performance behaviors that expand or enhance practice competencies. The minimum credit for these activities is 15 hours. With any CPE activity, it is important that you disclose in advance if you will be discussing off-label uses of any products. If you will be talking about any off-label, non-approved indications for a product or device, mark yes on the faculty worksheet. CPE activities must include active learning, which involves participation between the presenter and learners. Active participation requires the audience to talk, listen, and reflect on the material presented. Active learning can include role-playing or peer-to-peer dialogue. Be sure to read through the active learning techniques sections of the guidelines for characteristics of adult education and tips for stimulating learning. Presentations should offer educational materials which enhance learners' understanding of the content and foster applications to pharmacy practice. Once you have determined what type of presentation you will be giving, you need to develop learning objectives. There is a section for pharmacist and technician learning objectives in the faculty worksheet. It is important that the learning objectives written for pharmacists fall within the scope of their practice, and the same consideration should be made for the pharmacy technician. That means that if the program is being offered to both pharmacists and pharmacy technicians, the learning objectives may be different or the same depending on the subject matter and its correlation to each scope of practice. Contact the ICHP office if you are unsure of the intended audience. The learning objectives should then be rewritten in the activity planning instrument. Your learning objectives should be measurable and specific, directly relating to the presentation content. Verbs used must elicit or describe observable or measurable behaviors on the part of the activity participants. When writing learning objectives, you must use verbs from Bloom's taxonomy. Find the page titled Criteria for Objectives in the Faculty Guidelines packet. There you can find which type of presentation you will be giving, for example, knowledge-based, and determine which of the domains fits that criterion. For knowledge-based, you would use knowledge and comprehension. Then locate the page titled Suggested Verbs for CPE Activities by Domain to find descriptive verbs. For example, for comprehension, you could use to classify, discuss, identify, recognize, or translate. Certain verbs should not be used when developing learning objectives. These verbs include appreciate, grasp significance of, know, learn, or understand. These verbs are not measurable or specific. Refer back to the suggested verbs for CPE activities by domain page for appropriate verbs by domain. As stated before, your objective needs to be written in the activity planning instrument from the faculty guidelines. You will need to fill out column A, B, and C for each objective. Column A describes the instructional materials that will be utilized to meet the learning objective. For example, if your learning objective was explain the difference between NPH and regular insulin, you could provide a table listing the pharmacokinetic properties of the insulin agents in column A. Column B describes the active learning method that will be utilized to meet the learning objective. An example would be to provide two patient case study presentations. Column C describes the learning assessment activities that will be utilized to enable learners to assess their achievement. For this example, you could describe that the first case will be assessed by the learners individually, followed by a group discussion. The second case would be presented as the post-test with multiple choice responses. For more information on active learning, you can go to the ACPE website. Additional resources to assist you in assessing the scope of practice for writing quality learning objectives may be found on the ACPE, ASHP, NABP, and PTCB websites. Thank you for completing Module 2. Please download and complete Module 3 next.
Thank you. Please stand by.